You're listening to SBS News.
55 years into a campaign to reduce cigarette smoking for health reasons, regulators in the United States say there is still some way to go. The latest move by the US Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is targeting flavours to make smoking less appealing. The FDA has announced its commitment to planning legislation to remove menthol and other additives from tobacco. It hopes doing so will significantly reduce disease and death from using combusted tobacco products, which remains the leading cause of preventable death in the US. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said menthol does not just affect the taste of a cigarette.
Menthol acts like a drug when it is smoked. It has anesthetic properties and qualities that help mask the harshness and irritation of tobacco smoke. Flavored tobacco, including flavors found in some cigars and cigarillos, makes smoking more appealing by reducing initial aversive responses, particularly for young people. And I think importantly, studies suggest that menthol can potentiate nicotine's effects by increasing brain receptor levels to a greater extent than nicotine alone, making it harder to quit menthol cigarettes.
The FDA says despite the tremendous progress in getting people to quit smoking since the 1960s, that progress hasn't been experienced by everyone equally. Research used by the agency predicted a menthol ban would prevent 630,000 tobacco-related deaths by 2060, and more than a third of them would be Black Americans. Mitch Seller, the FDA's director for tobacco products, says the current smoking data shows flavoured cigarettes and cigars are likely contributing to poorer health outcomes in American people of colour.
In the United States, compared to non-Hispanic white smokers, significantly fewer Black smokers report long-term quitting. And Black smokers are more likely to die of tobacco-related disease than white smokers. Furthermore, 85% of all Black smokers use menthol cigarettes, compared to just 30% of white smokers. And while we've seen declines in menthol cigarette use among non-Hispanic white youth, we have not seen the same declines in youth from communities of color.
Dr. Jin-Ho Yoon is a psychiatrist in the health faculty of McGovern Medical School in Houston, Texas. He has studied smoking rates in people of color and says tobacco companies are specifically targeting Black communities with their marketing.
That we know the impact is pretty clear. It's estimated that half of Black smokers wouldn't be smoking were it simply not for the availability of menthol cigarettes. It makes people smoke cigarettes easier, right? It smoothens the experience. So what that ends up happening is people take bigger drags. They absorb more nicotine.
The Food and Drug Administration's plan will likely take years and be fought hard by tobacco industry stakeholders. Various other attempts to ban menthol in cigarettes were stifled by major American companies and members of US Congress in both the Obama and Trump administrations. Tobacco treatment specialist Dr. Karen Beard said the industry has a high incentive to push these products.
They wouldn't do what they do if they weren't making money, you know, out of it. So it's not that it's no rhyme or reason. I mean, they did a lot of research to identify markets that would be easy to get into and that they could make, you know, a lot of money.
Anti-smoking and medical groups have pressured the FDA to make this decision public, suing the regulator for allegedly unreasonably delaying a response to a 2013 petition to ban the menthol flavor. But Mr. Zeller says the FDA is standing firm in its plan to ban menthol flavor in tobacco products.
We've announced what our goal is. The organizations that originally petitioned us and then the groups that then sued us will need to decide for themselves, what actions that they want to take. And rather than speculate on any potential litigation scenario, we'll just wait to see how this plays out.
As Australia's federal government reviews national guidelines, health advocates say Australia is likely to ban menthol flavours in tobacco products soon. Libby Jardine is chair of the Cancer Council Australia's Tobacco Issues Committee.
Australia is rightly recognised as a world leader in tobacco control, so we should be matching any strong action elsewhere, provided it's supported by the evidence. In this case, it absolutely is. We'd be calling on the Australian government to push this through as quickly as possible. Greg Hunt has committed to a 10% national smoking prevalence target, and he's overseen a whole range of current reforms to achieve it. So the legislative review, I understand, is happening at the moment, and there's also a new 10-year national preventative health strategy. So I think we can be confident that we'll see action soon.
It's a move the Cancer Council says would improve health outcomes for all Australians, with smoking among the lead causes of preventable death. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.